no.
Thank you so much.
Pay like $1 million.
Shout out TMZ, you up?
Let me check out that rig.
TMZ stands for the Mayweather Zone.
How'd you find me, bro? I got my disguise on.
I love my TMZ family. My sports.
Welcome to TMZ Sports. I'm Mike Babcock with my guy, as always, Mojo Mutati. Mojo, we're going to start with a very painful game from last night from the NBA playoffs, for me, especially as a Knicks fan. There is a celebrity angle to this here, Mojo, but first let's talk about this game. The New York Knicks, they tipped off yesterday at Madison Square Garden. They were up 3-1, obviously just needing one more win to send the Philadelphia 76ers, the hated rival 76ers, back down the turnpike to the city of brotherly love. And everything was going well, Mojo. The Knicks were actually up 6 points with less than 30 seconds left. And that's when everything fell apart. As great as the Knicks have been late in this series, late in games, that's how bad they were last night and vice versa. The 76ers had been bad. They had been tired, beaten up late in these games, and they had really been outperformed when it came down the stretch. That was not the case last night because you add together a couple of boneheaded plays. Mitchell Robinson, love Mitch Robinson, fouls Tyrese Maxey on a three-point shot. Maxey makes the shot. Makes the free throw, 4 points right there, and then the Knicks, some of their really reliable guys, Josh Hart, OG Anunoby, missing free throws. And Mojo, it all set up for this moment when the Sixers got the ball with a little bit over 15 seconds left, down three, with a chance to tie the game, and that's exactly what they did.
10 seconds left in game five. Maxey fires! He's got it! Tie game! 8.1 to play. 41 for Maxey. 3 seconds left. Brunson, 2 seconds. Brunson at the horn. It's blocked. Overtime at the Garden.
It's as bad a collapse as you could possibly have with half of a minute left. He never should have been able to take a three-point shot. The Knicks should have fouled, but nonetheless, that's what happened. In those moments, it's going to be incredibly hard after a deflating loss to restart yourself in overtime, and then the Knicks ultimately lost, Mojo. Look, Madison Square Garden, we've talked about this here on the show. The Sixers players have talked about some of the big stars who sit courtside at the Garden, and last night, of course, in a closeout game, was no exception. There were big stars out, Mojo, including John Stewart and Tracy Morgan. Watch this, Mojo. After Tyrese Maxey makes the shot, and there you see him absolutely fired up as you could possibly be. Watch what Tracy Morgan was doing in the background here, Mojo. Flipping the bird. Tracy Morgan was not happy with Tyrese Maxey, and I feel you, Tracy. That's what I was doing from home.
Babcock, this is great. I mean, he was doing what every Knicks fan was feeling. I don't even think anybody's upset at him, especially because it's Tracy Morgan and he's one of the funniest guys on the planet. Yeah. Even when he gets serious, bro, he just still has like this sort of comedic feel about him. Tracy Morgan is one of my favorite funny people in the world. So this was, I especially appreciated this one. I just added to the moment. I mean, if you're Maxey, you prefer that this happened. You like that you just got flipped the bird. It makes your achievement that much bigger, right? It's that much more fun for you. This is almost how really hardcore sports fans play around. So I don't think there should be any negative backlash here. Hopefully the league, the teams, no one's going to say anything. They're going to let it be. But hey, man, this is what happens, Babcock. I hate to say it because it's your team.
Yeah.
You just can't leave the door open ever, especially in the playoffs.
Right.
You didn't. This one is done. The round is over. You're on to the next. I mean, we've seen moments in the playoffs. It happens every year. Someone leaves that little bit of window open when it should have been done. and they end up getting torched and they can't recover multiple games yep. later. Hopefully that's not the case here, because I would very much like for you to be happy the rest of the playoffs.
No, but I think it's a great point. I mean, it's a wonderful point, Mojo, to go and you could probably speak to this as an athlete at the highest of levels, but to in your mind think a series is done, it's over, it's won, and then to have to try and get it going again, and now for the Knicks to have to, instead of resting for a few days and finding out if you're going to be playing the Pacers or the Bucks, instead to try now and have to go play a game on the road. By the way, after Joel Embiid criticized the Philly fans, and I can imagine that they are going to be as loud as they possibly could be on Thursday, and to have to win a game in a hostile territory, and if you don't win that game knowing you've only got one game left, sure, that game will be in New York City, but one game when you're reeling, when you would have lost three games in a row at that point, again, when you thought the series was won. I am very worried for the New York Knicks. Travis Kelce, we know he's been making a ton of money off the field, and now he's making a ton of money on the football field, too, because the future first ballot Hall of Famer Mojo was rewarded with a brand new contract this week. We haven't talked about it here on the show. We reported it on the TMZ Sports website, but, of course, Travis Kelce does with his brother Jason, his New Heights podcast, and he addressed the new deal that made him the highest paid tight end in the entire NFL. By the way, contract is worth $34.25 million, Mojo, over two seasons. That's $17,125,000 a year. Not too shabby. Here's Travis with his brother on the New Heights podcast.
2 years, $34.25 million extension through 2027. Is this report accurate, first of all? Because a lot of times these numbers come out and they're inaccurate.
Yeah, so the highest paid would have, that's exactly it. The AAV, the highest TE AAV, 17.125. Yeah, and I am so freaking thankful to Brett Veach, Mark Donovan, Coach Reed, Big Red. I love you, big guy. And obviously Clark Hunt, man. The Hunt family's been absolutely unbelievable to not only myself and this Kansas City community, but they've just been so generous since I've been here in making it feel like home. And for the past 12 years, man, I've been able to make this place exactly that. And I've loved every single second of it. And I'm going to love the next 2 years playing here in Kansas City. And we'll see what happens after that, man.
Babcock, a surprise to no one. I mean, look, no one thought he was going to go play for another team. He's going to threaten jumping ship to make an extra million or two. That wasn't going to happen. He's got his quarterback, who is now moonlighting as a WWE superstar, apparently, these days, Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he's got Andy Reid. He's got back-to-back Super Bowl championships with a potential third on the way. He obviously wasn't going to go to another team. I don't think too many people thought he was going to retire. I mean, yes, Taylor Swift, that relationship, all this money that he's making on the outside of the game, the crazy amount of money he made from the Pfizer deal alone.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, maybe there was a little bit of intrigue. He's starting to get up there a little bit. They did just win the Super Bowl. That's always a really good picture-perfect time to ride off into the sunset. But this is Travis Kelce. I mean, he is on top of the world right now. He would be cutting himself short if he would have hung it up. The fact that he became the highest-paid tight end, he should be the highest-paid tight end, right? There should be no doubt about that whatsoever. His production has just been unbelievable for years with no signs of slowing down. They're still winning and winning all the way. Oh, yeah. This was the right move, of course. Give it 3 months, 6 months, at most a year. Whoever the next big tight end signing will reclaim that record. That's just how this game goes. But for now, makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah, there are some other tight ends, Mojo, that are pretty close. Darren Waller from the New York Giants, although Darren thinking about retiring, he was making $17 million. You had T.J. Hockenson making $16.5 million. George Kittle from the 49ers making $15 million. You know, I don't know if there's any confusion or you know, amongst the guys, Patrick and Travis, about who is the biggest star. If you want to know, though, where the tight ends and where the quarterbacks, at least on the field, where they rank, Travis Kelce making a little over $17 million, Mojo. Patrick Mahomes making about $42 million a season, more than Travis's entire contract, just in case he forgets who the big man on campus really is.
Hey, well, Patrick doesn't have that T-Swift money, Babcock. Right. I'm still saying that this year, overall, Travis took home more, for sure.
What's up, everyone? It's Nick Wright, and I got something exciting to talk to you about today. Angie, your ultimate destination for getting all your jobs done well. Now, Angie isn't just your average home services marketplace. It's a game changer. With over 150 million homeowners served and a network of over 200,000 skilled pros, Angie has experience and expertise to tackle any project with ease. Whether you're looking to spruce up your backyard or undergo a major home renovation, Angie's got your back. And their pros are locally based, often running small businesses right in your community. And here's the best part. Angie makes the process seamless. From researching and comparing pros to scheduling services at your convenience, Angie's user-friendly platform puts you in control. So why settle for anything less than perfection when it comes to your home? With Angie, you can trust every project will be completed with the utmost care and professionalism. So get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today to discover why homeowners across the nation are turning to Angie to get all their jobs done well.
Former Bellator champion AJ McKee joins us next. How much longer does the mixed martial artist see himself lacing up the gloves? And which fighter leads his list of dream opponents? Find out when TMZ Sports returns. Welcome back to TMZ Sports. Mike Babcock here. Of course, this is our guy, AJ McKee, the former Bellator featherweight champion. I got a lot of stuff for you, AJ. First of all, we're like 6 months into this whole PFL buys Bellator thing. Obviously, you're a Bellator guy, champion, all that stuff. One of the biggest stars that the promotion has. Looking back now, what's a state of the union on everything that's happened over these first 6 months? And good, bad, indifferent, what do you think?
I'd say everything was a little uncertain at first, you know, just the whole crossover, the whole switch. Obviously it's like leaving the home, you know, you've had all your friends there, everybody you've worked with for literally since the beginning of time for me.
It was like 2015, right?
About a decade, so literally everybody I've known. So it was a little strange at first, you know, and like I said, I was like, I'm going over strictly business. I'm just coming here to whoop ass.
Yeah.
And, you know, once I got there, it was very comforting, very, very loving. And it's just like another new workspace, you know. So it was a little bit of an adjustment, but overall, it was comfortable, you know. It's a thicker roster, so it's new territory to take over, you know. So.
Does that excite you as a guy who's super
always
competitive?
And yeah, always, always. New goals, you know, new aspirations. Just always something new and better.
You obviously, you started, you were champion at 145, since gone up to 155. The PFL Million Dollar Tournament started 10 days ago or so. You're not in it. Did they offer you that spot to be in the tournament? What happened with the Million Dollar Tournament?
No, I wasn't offered to be in the tournament.
That seems very puzzling to me.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, I always want to be champion. You know, like I've always said, it's the year 2024. Dear Kobe, so right. I need that ring. I need that belt. I'm trying to get a gold strap wrapped around my waist again. It's been a couple, few years actually. So, when that wasn't put on the table, I was a little disappointed. But you know, they're looking to do super fights with me. You know, so it's got to be the right fight. It's got to be the right person with the right matchup.
How much longer do you think you want to do this, fighting in general? I've heard you say 33 before, I think you said, when you were talking to Ariel. When do you call it quits?
I'm 33, dude.
That's
33.
It?
If I fight from 33 to 35, I tell my dad all the time, and he's like, no. He's like, I was like, bro, I'm saucing up, and I want to enjoy not being hurt and just like seeing my fullest of full potentials. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So 33 to 35. But honestly, I think I'm going to just be done at 33.
Really?
Yeah.
What would you like to accomplish in these four-ish years between now and then?
Generational wealth, man.
Yeah.
That's the key, you know. Generational wealth, showing people that I'm the best of the best. Whose record is like mine besides John Jones? I'm like a miniature John Jones, you know. And people get pissed when I say that, but I don't really care.
Yeah, why do you think, why do they have that reaction? Because you look at your records, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, people are just...
Is it a UFC thing? Because you're not in the UFC?
Yeah, sometimes. They're just, they've done so well with branding and molding their company that that's what everybody knows, you know.
Right.
So, but the best fighters come from all aspects of the world, you know what I mean? You see Michael Chandler go over and hold his own.
Right.
Seeing all kind of guys. Eddie Alvarez.
MVP just went over and beat Kevin Holland, right? Yeah. Kayla Harrison. Well, PFL, but still, yeah.
Yeah, so there's literally fighters on all faces of the planet that come out of nowhere. So I think until I'm just knocking people out and finishing people, flatlining people, they're not going to understand it, you know? But they just see me take somebody down, choke them out, and it's like, oh, it was a good submission. Like,
right.
You didn't see the guillotine to the triangle to the armbar, and it's like less than a minute.
Right.
You know what I mean? The transitions are just...
People just don't... I think
over their head. Right. They haven't really...
Everyone understands a punch. I think clearly there's that, you know, the fans haven't caught up to that yet. I don't think they appreciate... That's why, you know, you hear the booing when you guys are on the ground and...
They're not used to
the fans
down there.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
But they don't know what's
over
going
time,
on.
They'll start to value the art aspect of it a bit more, you know, and all arts of it.
That'll be good when that comes, when that day finally comes. Is there a dream fight? Well, if there was one fight you could make, even if it's boxing, I mean, whatever.
My dream fight, mixed martial arts, always been Holloway. He's just such a technician and a stud, dude. That's the best of the best.
Were you surprised that the way he fought versus Gaethje?
No.
You saw that?
Yeah, I saw. I didn't see it going like that.
Right.
I figured if Gaethje would have went out there and wrestled, it would have been a completely different fight. But at the same time, people want to see a banger. You know what I mean? And it's Max Holloway.
Why do guys like that never why is Justin Gaethje, who was a really good college wrestler, why doesn't he ever wrestle? I don't think I've ever seen him attempt to take that.
I have no idea. Yeah. I get paid to win, so.
Right, so rather than put on a...
You want me to go bang out?
Right.
You know what I want.
Right.
You know, pay me and we're going to go out on that shield, baby. But until then, if you can't stop my takedown, why would I not shoot it? You know what I mean?
Right.
There's just no point.
Yeah. What would the Max Holloway fight look like? How do you think that goes?
That would be a banger.
Yeah.
That would be a banger.
Yeah.
That'd be a banger. Straight up. All the way around.
At 155 or 145?
I mean, like I've always said, for the right fight, I'll go back down to 145s. Yeah. I know Garcia can't make 40s or 35s no more.
Right.
So we get that at 45s.
Boxing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He's not going to... Who's he going to fight? Crawford?
Crawford
will mop the floor
How about that hook?
What about that hook? I'm left-handed. Old Faithful come in to play. We haven't seen him fight a southpaw really yet either.
We haven't.
So that left hook is... It's a key to a southpaw, but I got something... I got something for that, too.
You got something? My man.
I appreciate it.
Man. Thank you.
Anytime.
This is undoubtedly my favorite story of the day. My most hated was the Knicks story. This is my most beloved story. So last night, the Dodgers were in Arizona playing the Diamondbacks. Mojo, the game was delayed 2 hours because there was a massive bee colony that was right behind home plate. Obviously, you see the net there protecting the fans, but all of those bees were right there, and certainly they were not going to play any baseball with the risk of people or players getting stung. So, Mojo, they called in a hero, a guy by the name of Matt Hilton, a local pest control guy, Mojo. There he is. He came with his smoke and his outfit, Mojo, and he took care of those bees. He sucked them up into his little vacuum, Mojo. This guy was such a hero. They had him throw out the ceremonial first pitch. There he was. The crowd loved him. They got to see some baseball because of him. So, Mojo, so all this happens. Now everyone's talking about this guy today. Not a bad pitch either. Harvey and Charles actually had this man on TMZ Live. And he explained the backstory. What was going on when he got the call from the Diamondbacks?
Once I got the call and I realized the entire game was being held up by this swarm, I just had to jet right away. And so she explained to him afterwards, and he did his game. And it was kind of cool because when they came home, that was right when I was doing the pitch. And that was right after that, I had my sideline interview. And so they all got to watch it together. So it was actually, I think he's forgiven me since then. Let's just say I was under a lot of pressure. But that wasn't my greatest pitch in the world.
Bojo, he was at his kid's t-ball game when he gets the call.
Babcock, isn't there a movie in theaters literally right now called The Beekeeper, right? With Jason Statham, I believe?
Yeah. I think so.
Bro, and Jason Statham's a total badass in that movie. I'm pretty sure casting made a huge mistake. I mean, Jason Statham's perfect for just about any acting gig, but they missed out on the real thing there. Get a look at this guy, Babcock. I mean,
he's handsome.
Brother's got the look of a famous actor. He looks pretty shredded to me. I think they got this one wrong in Hollywood because this would have been way more authentic to me. I mean,
much better head of hair than Jason Statham, too.
That is for damn sure. As two hair guys now, me, myself, included. He's definitely one of us, Babcock, this guy. I mean, I don't know what the Super Bowl is when you're a beekeeper, if there's like one big event that you dream of when you're a kid and you know you want to be a beekeeper. What's that big gold medal you're going to win? If it doesn't exist, it's definitely this, right?
It's got to be this, Mojo. Mojo, they were showing him on the TV broadcast, and they're talking about how he's got movie star good looks. I mean, can you imagine when that guy woke up yesterday? He is a local pest control guy in Arizona. Can you imagine that he ever thought he was going to be on national television saving the day? I mean, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. There's a lot of bad things about the internet, and it's lots of crap going on in the world, but this is the best part of all of that. I mean, this was awesome. I love this. Shout out to Matt.
Did you ever think this guy was going to show up to go to work with 20,000 people chanting his name either? It's not usually in the job description for pest control.
All right, Mojo, we are just about out of time. You know, I always say it's going to be a great show tomorrow, and it always is a great show. Definitely tomorrow, though, Mojo, because you are going to be joined by some of the biggest stars ever in professional wrestling. You may remember them as the Bella Twins. Now they go by the Garcia Twins. Great conversation, Mojo, tomorrow with both fantastic women. Cannot wait for that. That is obviously going to be a great show.
Not one Garcia, but two Garcias, some of the most fun pro wrestlers of all time. Babcock, without question, that's gonna make tomorrow the best show since today.